Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. In June, I had the great pleasure of being in Wittenberg, Germany with other Lutheran church leaders from around the world. We toured the city, visiting all of the famous Luther sites, and we concluded our stay in Lutherstadt by attending a special service of confession and absolution at St. Mary's Church. As we stood on the pavement, waiting for the coach to arrive to take us back to Berlin, a fellow across the road began playing on his saxophone. It was a tune that I recognized, so I began to sing along with the melody the saxophonist was playing. It was Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street. A friend of mine, standing near me, was a bit surprised that I knew the words to the song being played on the saxophone. I explained that it was a song from my youth, a song which I loved. It told the story of two men, one man who was visiting his friend in London, and he was lamenting over the direction that his host's life had taken. The story the song tells is of a man whose life is in shambles, but he has a dream. He has a dream of moving out of London, buying some land, giving up the booze and the one-night stands, and then he'll settle down in a quiet little town and forget about everything. But his visitor knows he's just going to keep moving. He always is moving. He can't stop moving. He's just a rolling stone. He pleads that in one more year he will be happy, but that year never arrives. It is at that point that the saxophone breaks in with its sad and seductive tones, as in your mind's eye, you can see this man heading back out into the London night to carry on as usual. Nothing has changed, and his dream will always elude him. I told my friend that I loved this song because I thought it was very honest. Humans really do want to be happy, but they are unwilling to do what they know will bring them happiness. Humans are trapped in a hell of their own making. So often, we aren't living the dream, but we're living the nightmare. And this is true for Christians who confess Jesus Christ, those who long to do God's will. We can feel trapped, stuck on Baker Street. St. Paul also knew that feeling. Listen to his words in Romans chapter 7. I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good that I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. It is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. Paul finally cries, "Who can deliver me from this body of death?" But immediately he gives the answer, Jesus Christ. The answer is not found on Baker Street with its booze and one-night stands. No, the answer is found on Straight Street, the street where Ananias spoke the words of forgiveness and salvation to Paul in Damascus, where Paul, the rebel, became Paul the Apostle, where Paul's sins were washed away in holy baptism, and he was clothed with the righteousness of Christ, where Paul died to his old ways of life and was resurrected as a new creation in Jesus Christ. Yes, the battle still rages in our flesh. We are simultaneously sinner and saint, but the victory is ours in Christ. As Paul goes on to announce in the first verse of Romans chapter 8, now there is no longer any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Sin is conquered. The law's power, it's canceled out. And death has been swallowed up in victory. In Christ, you can leave Baker Street behind. In Christ, it is a new day, and you're on your way home. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you desire not the death of a sinner, but that all would come to repent and live. Hear our prayer for those who are outside the church. take away their iniquity, and turn them from their false gods to you, the living and the true God. Gather them into your holy church, to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.